What do you think of this new right-wing insult meme, NPC? NPC stands for non-playable character. If you play video games, how once again video game culture is trying to install terminology into society, I don't know, but they are.
I also don't really understand Gamergate, so this goes hand in hand.
Did you write it?
Can you pull your hair back so it doesn't rub against?
Yes.
You want a hair tie?
Yeah, I didn't come with anything.
You came with literally nothing. You didn't even come with the basics that every girl comes with.
No, and I'd come with donuts. I didn't bring that.
That's so funny.
I'm a shithead.
You're maxed out on the for the rest of the year.
I was like, ah, man, I can't have two donuts in a week.
Really?
I just don't think it's good.
I had a moment. So when I got back from Japan, it was actually very interesting because I don't want to say I've been health conscious or aware of my weight lately, but I like have been a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And I've been kind of like, for this most of the year, I've been like at a solid like 213 to 215. And I came back and I lost like 10 pounds from Japan, which I thought was bizarre because I'd been eating like a monster and I'd just been kind of eating pretty recklessly.
Yeah.
Just because I was in Japan. And so lately I've been like, well, if I'm going to stay around 205, I got to like stop eating. So I've like stopped eating dinner. And last night I caved and ate tacos off the store at 12:30 AM. So
yeah, that's the killer, right?
Yeah. Like that. Well, I ate and immediately went straight to bed.
Oh,
so
man, that's
yeah,
the best.
I know it's the best. Well, I didn't, cause I was out, like I was telling you guys before we start recording. And by the way, for all our listeners who listen with any sense of frequency, we're all back in the same room together, but
you guys are probably saying you guys are just on the ball.
Can we get your playbook? Sound like your old selves. And when we say that, we mean, all the sound is broken and there's echo all throughout the room. And maybe this might not even be a tenable
it's
recording
solution. 90-second episode, which is approximately like 180 hours of right. working. We're almost to 10,000 hours.
We walked in, and if this is our 10,000 hours, then we will have learned nothing because we walked into basically a catastrophic recording situation, all caused by Apple's fucking bullshit.
Yeah, fuck Apple for this.
Goddamn wiring all the time. I got a new computer, and we don't need to hear all these details, but we basically are missing a cable, so we've been like, we went totally caveman.
We're missing the thundercock.
So we had to kind of come up with a fancy solution, but hopefully this works. We are at the very least recording. Anyway, this is also Did You Reddit weekly. Did we post anything? I guess we posted something last week. So
I was listening to another podcast that didn't introduce themselves, and I was like, I think it's important that we always introduce ourselves. So let's podcast,
even if it's untrue. Hold on,
let's take that from the top.
Okay. did you Reddit? A weekly podcast about the internet by way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Dog Boobs.
My free day down here, Pitcher's Mound.
Oof, we're all in the same room again for the first time in months, I think, and actually.
It's good to have that synergy back.
It's good to be in the same room. I don't have any idea how this is going to sound. I can't even listen to it because there's such a delay on Zencaster and my headphones. So,
but despite some maybe echoes and some crackles and some cave sounds, you can hear the chemistry. I think
you can hear the chemistry. And you know what? I just like the positivity of us all being in a room together.
I do too.
A little weird. We're all separate, yeah, but that happens. We're all fucking busy.
I mean, yeah, it's been busy, but there's nothing like that magic of the face to face coffee breath around a small table.
We don't even really get the coffee breath because none of us are really around the table anymore.
I know, yeah.
Like we've made artificial space so that we can actually hear the mic.
We need to change that or get a coffee-scented candle.
Well, let's talk about the elephant in the room.
Yeah, please.
It's your dad back from Tokyo.
Yeah.
And he's looking a little bit like a weebo.
10 pounds lighter, looking a little bit more Japanese.
Right. I came in wearing a pink skirt. And
like a tiny little hat like Ash, yeah. Like a baseball cap.
Yeah. Yeah,
sleeves are over your hands like
Ash. Is that Ash from Dragon Ball Z?
From Pokemon.
Oh, right, of course.
Nice. I feel like a weeaboo.
No? I'm like the only guy in the world.
God. I was introduced to Pokemon in the most beautiful, wholesome way. I just moved to California. Okay. I had no friends. I was playing in my front yard, and this girl who she was like the neighborhood girl, she had autism. She didn't have any friends. And we became friends because she was like, I'm going to teach you how to play Pokemon. I'm going to give you some of my extra, like, you know, shit Pokemon just to teach you. Right. And she full blown got me started on Pokemon. And
Ash became your waifu.
Yeah.
I love how, but I'm just tracking your history here because it's my favorite thing to do. But you got beat in a 100-meter race by a kid with Down syndrome. Mm-hmm. And yeah. Now yeah. Your only friend in the neighborhood was the girl that was autistic who got you into being social, yes. Which is kind of fun.
A lot of it seems counterintuitive.
You need to start a fan fiction childhood.
I agree. I feel I've got some great childhood stories.
You do.
There's some really good ones in there. We got a message in our subreddit from someone who was very upset.
So weird.
That we talked about politics once.
Oh, are you for real?
Yeah, he was like, he was not happy.
We got a Hillary for prisoner?
Should we just like, I mean, we can.
Let's blast this. Yeah. Black
people. And like.
It wasn't our boy Bryce on the pole, right?
Oh, hell no. No, he's wonderful.
Bryce Falcon?
Let me find out. Okay, so it was, so like, as everyone who's listening knows, we struggle to make this subreddit, you know, interesting. So we're trying to just cross post the stuff we talk about sometimes. And then I put an idea for a movie I had, but nobody commented on it. So if you guys check it out, let me know what you think. It's called Ajo Computer. That's beside the point.
The old Irish computer.
The Ajo Computer.
Did you make an Irish computer?
Yeah, it's a good post. You guys probably haven't even read it. You should read it and
I
upload
have,
it.
And I'm sorry I haven't commented.
So I linked to the story from last week where we talked about my wife dated a weeb, and it was like the big reveal at the end was that he was the weeb. And I guess this is my bad. I used the title, sorry, still a better love story than the Obamas.
Oh,
I think it is. It's a fucking funny weebo love story.
But now you just open a can of whoop ass on the internet.
And work_work_work said, and this is where I officially unsub.
Oh,
had potential, but why do I have to end up in a political shit show? And I was like, here's the thing.
I feel like that's the first. That's like that's a mark of success when we start having people.
Someone who against us. Yeah, and honestly, like I respect your opinion. I just responded, "Sorry, happy Thanksgiving." I get it. Like, and I think we've made a concerted effort to not delve into politics as much. So you know what? I hear you, work_work_work, and we're working on it.
Oh.
I don't actually understand what your political point of view is on that comment.
Me neither. Because
I don't really know what his or her opinion was that we thought we
I think if you like the marriage of Mish and Barry, then you're pro them.
But maybe. That's the thing.
That's what he's thinking.
Their marriage is not as good as this Weibo marriage.
But then you were being sarcastic.
Right.
So I don't really.
It wasn't very political.
I take responsibility. I was being super unclear about my stance on the Obamas, but it was kind of not the point of the post.
Maybe from now on, if you're going to make a snide comment about the marriage of a first lady and the president, maybe think more on candidates. So like Ron Perot, whoever his wife was, or exactly. Tipper and Al Gore.
Tipper, that's it. Yeah, agreed. And I should have just
still a better love story than Al and Tipper.
That's
and then if somebody comes out of the woodwork and says like, I thought you guys had potential until you got into politics.
Then we want to talk to
then
you.
We have a conversation. Yeah, we have a conversation instead.
Great name, by the way, Tipper.
Yeah,
Tipper's
a great name. I would name all of my
Tipper pets, one, Tipper two, Tipper three.
Real quick aside, in college, me and a friend thought a funny name for a beer would be Tippo the Teat.
For a name of a beer?
A beer. And so it's
a nipple.
Yeah, it's a nip. It's like, that's the point. That's what it's supposed to sound like.
It's a riddle.
That's kind of, I don't know. I was trying to brand it so that like people in the commercials and in bars would cheers and be like, Tippo the Teat.
And when you drink it, it looks like you're sucking a boob or something, which is just like a cool commercial.
Thank you.
And there's a lot of innuendos.
Take off, but it is why I got into advertising.
You're like, you know, I think I have a gift.
I got a gift for this. I'm going
to I'm changing my major from architecture to advertising.
All right. Well, why don't we get into some
top of the let's tease the sub without teasing.
Yes, I want to hear a little bit about this. I don't know actually, by the way, as a little caveat, I don't know anything about what we're talking about today. So
this week we're talking about something that was big on specifically Reddit and 4chan, and it's the NPC meme. And so we're going to kind of dive into what it is, and I think just as a warning based on this last comment, it is important, I think, that it's really easy to go political on this one because it kind of inherently has to do with politics. But I think I'm going to do my best to not talk about some of those issues and more talk about why it's interesting for the internet.
Right. And talks exclusively. If we're going to be talking politics, we're only talking about Alan Tipper. We're not going to be addressing.
Exactly. Yeah.
I stopped following politics when Alan Tipper got out of it.
That's when you should have stopped. That's what I should have done.
I was like, you know what? I've had enough. I've seen enough. I was 22 and I hung up my politic boots.
All right. So before we get into that, though, and when we do talk about that, by the way, it's going to be pretty high level. I don't think we're going to that. This is a fascinating part of the internet, but it's also like I don't want the 4chan trolls to come out of the woodwork and start correcting us on stuff because at the end of the day, it is kind of a
it's their thing.
It's definitely like inside baseball a little bit, but
yeah, I don't think we do that. Yeah, I don't think we're taking a stance on this. I think we're just it's big on Reddit, so for us not to talk about it would be sort of disingenuous for this podcast.
Exactly.
We have to talk about it.
So before we do that, though, let's talk a little bit about some of the front page of this past week.
Yes.
Good ones, man. I think it's been a pretty funny past week.
Really funny. There's been some like three or four laughers.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think you and I are both going to go in this direction because I know that our sense of humor, but the second post down is of a guy with like clearly has a really nice camera shooting like great street photography.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful shot, like composed really nicely. There's a great soft focus in the background.
Yeah.
And he's just like, it's probably in New
York.
Could
be the 70s. It could be now. It could be the future.
Totally. And all you see is you see a guy walking, like going to like a laundromat or something. And right behind him, you see a guy just like mid Ralph barfing all over the street.
It is intense.
And this is posted by Nick_Wons, WONS. So sick post, dude.
Shout out, dude. Hope you do a lot of senior photos.
What's so great about the photo is so many things, but the guy who's barfing has long hair, like dad over here. And so he's like taking an effort to pull back his hair so he doesn't barf into his own hair. And so it's like, it's almost like he's done this a million times before. And then there's this like very debonair black man coming his way who's just like, oh dear. And then there's a homeless lady on the right with some homeless dogs. This is how I'm reading it, at least. And they're upset.
They're upset. The dog looks like, hey, watch where you're putting that.
I think my favorite part of this is Nick Wons still made it a point to make sure that he watermarked this photo.
Yeah. Well,
like, this isn't a reject photo. Like, this is his part of his portfolio.
Oh, yeah. This is going to lead in everything he's ever done.
Which I think is great. So
I've done some amateurish street photography, and it's taking a shot like this is nearly impossible. I mean,
well, you don't capture this magic, man. I mean,
especially not on your first week out.
This is the equivalent of a National Geographic photographer like catching a
This is the green eyes girl.
This is the green eyes girl for the post Al and Tipper generation.
It is. This is our green eyes girl.
Yes. So another one that I really loved that actually follows again of just this has just been a good week for some fucking heavy lols is my local weather station telling it in real life terms. And this is five down, and a weather girl who, I don't mean this in an offensive way, but I don't think this is an offensive thing. She's beautiful, and I don't know why all weather girls are
in your town.
It's weird,
isn't it? Southwestern Ohio. she's a 10. She's an 11.
Oh, she's a 12, dude.
She's a 12.
Yeah. No, she's homecoming.
She's good to that.
3 in a row. Yeah.
She is.
She's like mean girl, top of the food chain.
100%. So now she's looking at, working at the local weather station, and to gauge...
It looks like she's into crystals, too.
She looks like she's into crystals. Yeah. To gauge the weather and to explain how bad the weather is going to be, she uses the trash can wind meter, which I actually can really appreciate this because it's totally true. So green is lid flipped open.
Okay.
Yellow is tipped over. Orange is in the neighbor's yard.
Escalating.
Red is down the street. And blue is I've lost my trash can. And so we're talking monsoon weather at that point.
This is how we should talk to each other from now on, with like, how's it going? My trash can's down the street. Are you okay?
Hard for people to relate in different parts of the country with different weather, but I feel like this is a universal system
that
we can all kind of understand together.
I love this.
I agree. I think it makes a lot of sense.
I sort of gripe about the news using too much technical terms sometimes. Yeah. Like, I don't know what a SIG alert is. I don't know what SIG means.
I still haven't figured that out.
And every morning there was like, because it's raining in Los Angeles for the first time in 12 years.
Yeah.
And so every big rig on the freeway flipped over this morning. And there's so many SIG alerts, and I'm just like, I've been here 11 years now. I don't know what that means.
No, same.
And I think if they used a trash can, I don't know. Who knows what a Doppler is?
Doppler 5000 or
something. I thought Doppler was the name of like a cute animated pet or something. Yeah.
So a SIG alert, I've also never searched this thing.
I just figured I wouldn't. I don't want to waste my Google bucks, you know?
Evidently, a SIG alert is defined by the California Highway Patrol as an unplanned event that causes the closing of one lane of traffic for 30 minutes or more.
Where does the word SIG come from?
Maybe the guy who came up with it was Don SIG alert. So yeah. It's like that named in his honor.
Oh, so it's one word.
Like John Hopkins.
It's not sure. SIG alert. It's SIG alert. It's like an Eastern European last name.
You know what it is?
What do you call when a girl gets or a little kid gets abducted?
Oh, an Amber Alert. Right.
And that's not a color. That's named after Amber.
Yeah. Her name was Amber Alert. Right.
Yeah.
Good thing her name wasn't like Rosario or something.
Right.
We don't have to say that.
If it was like a little boy named Steve. Steve Alert.
I mean, I'm not trying to make light because it's a horrible story, but like the alliteration is... It's nice. It catches, you know.
Steve Alert. It does sound creepy.
Amber Alert.
I think the SIG alert mean if you are, and I know the spelling doesn't necessarily match up, but if you're stuck on the freeway, you're going to step out of your car and smoke some cigs. I like that answer.
Yeah, I do.
Ooh, I like that.
I also think
e-SIG alert.
Vape alert.
Get your vapes out. There's going to be traffic.
Vape alert on the 405 freeway. Stay chill, everyone.
Hey, everyone, stay chill. Have a puff.
Dueling on the freeway. Shut it down.
It's gonna take a while.
Jewel alert.
Big rib flipped over.
And we'll end on the. We don't need to belabor the Amber Alert thing, but it's also all you Derby girls out there. If you haven't, whoever hasn't claimed Amber Alert as the name of your roller derby name,
yeah, you should.
You fucking take it because that's like a.
Shit, that's true. That's really funny.
It is a great name. Man, I would root for that team no matter what. Yeah.
Ruby Rod and then Amber Alert.
Yeah.
Alert.
Another post that just made me laugh is it's maybe about 12 down or something. It's this baby looks like he's ready to pour you a pint at his pub.
That thing is
and it's this,
old.
It's this little redheaded, looks like a 65-year-old Irish alcoholic bartender from Dublin. And he's a...
What can I get for you?
What can I get for you, Sonny? Yeah. You got marriage problems? Talk to me. It's my Jamaican accent.
Horseshoe hair, like a bald spot. His hair's coming in weird.
Man, it's so cool to have a baby that has
beautiful.
A look.
I have a really funny one because, you know, Red Dead Redemption 2 has been all... I don't have a PS4 yet, so...
Oh, because that was... You and I bonded over Last of Us from PS4.
Hey, Christmas is coming, Santa's... Multiplayer
Last of Us? Did not know that.
Was that?
A multiplayer...
Oh, yeah.
Portion of Last of Us.
Multiplayer all the time.
Fuck. Okay, I got to check that out. But this is really funny. It's like 3 Game Boy cartridges, a red one, a blue one, and a yellow one, and it's the titles are... Red Dead Redemption 2, Blue Dude Bamboozle 2, and Yeller Feller Endeavor 2.
That's amazing.
But I think it's
classic trio.
Wow. That is cool. I think I like that they're not taking it too seriously.
Yeah. Right?
That game has really taken over the internet.
Yeah. Wow. It's
pretty special. I mean, I think it is part of the Grand Theft Auto family.
Yeah.
The Rockstar. So okay. I believe, correct us if we're wrong on our subreddit. I think it's because of that. I know people really, really are hyped on Grand Theft Auto always. So I think this is
never got into it myself.
I love it. I think it's great. Last couple of things, then we'll get into NPCs. Really quickly, a couple serious ones, and then we'll end on a funny one, I think. Serious one. So the creator of SpongeBob died.
Rippers.
Rippers and Peacers. Steven Hillenburg. Reddit loves SpongeBob. Like Bikini Bottom Twitter is one of the most popular subs, or at least one of the ones I always see rising at the top. So that's a real bummer. Almost as bad as when that guy from we are number one. That guy.
Oh yeah.
Meme Lord, the Swedish guy. He played the bad guy on fuck, what is the name of that show? It's an old cartoon, and he had the big old chin.
Fudge, why can't I remember?
He was like the king of the internet.
Holy shit, what is that?
You guys know who I'm talking about. You would have definitely seen his name. Anyway, I think it's almost up there with when that happened. I think people are kind of really, really at a loss.
Oh, yeah.
And obviously, Stan Lee a couple weeks ago.
Stan Lee died, which...
But I feel like that one, he went out more gracefully than most celebrities. I feel like people...
He had a blip at the end there where he's grabbing ass or trying to get his servers.
You talked about that. He was
trying to get HJs in the shower, I think.
Yes. As like a 95-year-old man, which kind of makes it excusable.
And he was like, all of his nurses he was paying were like 21-year-old college babes or something. And then he was like, hey, babe, how about you missed a spot? And
yeah,
like,
that was some false rumors. They were trying to get zilch money out of him and shit. So
there's like a family struggle about money or something.
Stuff. But the reason I say he died gracefully is like when he died, just everybody on Reddit was like bringing out their Stan Lee stories.
Wow.
And it was kind of like, he was also extremely old. It wasn't like Anthony Bourdain where people were just like, too soon, why did you have to go? It's like, Stanley, not really too soon. Like, you were definitely really old, right?
Yeah, there's no too soon at 95, especially a guy who's lived that life.
No, like, of course not. Russia fires and seizes Ukrainian ships. That was cool. That happened.
You have to always do this shit.
World War III coming hot and heavy.
I mean, honestly... This that could be the little match that ignites. I was thinking about because China's breathing down our neck here in LA.
Right.
So, you know, I'm going to get bombed.
I'm just trying to move to fucking Korea, dog.
I'm trying to get a bunker going. What do you guys think? You guys have any shovels? Come over one day. Help me dig a hole.
I might have a shovel. I guarantee Dog Boobs does not.
I don't have a lot of practical things as demonstrated.
Don't judge,
every
dude.
Morning we try to report stuff.
Your microphone, though, is looking.
No microphone. No hair tie. No donuts. Like, it's gotten bad.
But all we need is you, Doug. So
yeah, right? I just walk in and I'm like, what? I'm out of bed.
That's how good you are.
Asshole.
All right, let's move on to the stuff we're going to discuss, or the topic, rather, we're going to discuss today. NPCs. I think this is a 3-day original. You wanted to do this a couple weeks ago. I know this is... The news is not necessarily new in terms of the revelations with this thing, but I think it's such an interesting, weird topic.
Yeah, and
it's so internet heavy.
And it was birthed on 4chan and then sort of popularized on Reddit. So it's like when those things...
Twitter.
Then Twitter, then eventually the New York Times and Breitbart, you know, like...
Now it's on Kathy and Hoda.
I think we're slightly beating Kathy and Hoda, which means like we're not doing our job very well. But, but I think it's a very internet-y thing and it's going to probably be floating around for a little while.
And this is also probably going to be one of those things where you, the listener, if you're following along, if you're keeping score at home and you want to search NPC into your trusted fucking Bing search bar, you'll quickly recognize his character. Like, yeah. You see it all over the internet. Yeah, and I remember when you had mentioned wanting to do it, I was like, oh, this thing. I always want to know what that was all about.
Yeah, so let me just, I'll dive in. And just if you're searching, you know, because this is live and you're probably live searching as we're talking. If you just Google NPC meme and Reddit, there's a couple things that'll pop up. And the out of the loop one is a good explanation of what it is. And then there's some other ones that we'll talk about too. But just taking it from the top. So an NPC, the letters NPC stands for non-player character. Non-playable character, yeah. So what that means is that in video games, there's all these characters that populate the world that you can't control, that just do their job. There's right. The bartender who just walks back and forth and back and forth.
Sorry, non-player character. That's what I meant to say.
Non-player or playable. I don't know. Whatever. It's the same.
It's like the computer in Mario Party who always wins.
It's the ducks in Mario. It's those characters that populate worlds that you don't control, and they always do the same thing. They're programmed to the robots.
They're sheeple, dog.
They're sheeple, bro.
Dude. Which is actually kind of hinting at what they actually became.
Which is what they're hinting at. So what he looks like is, so he's NPC Wojak, and Wojak is this, you know, he's the depiction of this MS Paint character, Wojak, who's got that blank stare facial expression. And so Wojak is the character that was created on MS Paint like years ago, and he's been sort of this meme of just like this basic internet character that has been floating around the internet forever. And so the character is meant to represent people who do not think for themselves or who are incapable of having internal monologues bearing many similarities to terms, to the terms basic and normie. So this character, this Wojak character, essentially is a representation of people who can't think for themselves on the internet. And so it's been picked up as this meme. So the history of it is that this, July 7th, 2016, a 4chan user submitted this thread, "Are you an NPC?" And he's referring to people who autonomously follow groupthink and social trends, and he's calling them NPCs. So this happened way back in 2016, but it's really clever. I mean, it's like, and I think, and we can talk a lot about why certain memes take off, but this is a good example of one that I think has a truth to it,
right?
Where it's like, if you're a group thinker, and just sort of follow the herd,
right,
a sheeple,
yep,
then you could be considered an NPC. So in that sense,
cool reference,
super cool, really smart, I think. And then they use Wojak as the picture.
Right.
Now, Trump, 2 years later, it kind of gets picked up again and popularized on the Donald subreddit. And the right starts using it as a way to call left-leaning people sheeple, essentially. So they're calling all these people on the left NPCs. And so just recently, it becomes popularized again. So it took 2 years. It sort of was like festering.
Right.
And what they're essentially doing is calling everybody in the media who's like anti-Trump an NPC. And so this has been going on the last like month. And so when it really boiled up is when Twitter started removing people using NPC as a reference from Twitter, stating that it was hate speech.
Oh, whoa.
So then you have this little Streisand effect going on where the more these people start shining a light on it, the more popular it gets. And that's kind of where I heard about it. It was like, what? Twitter did what?
Yeah.
And then I'm diving in. So it's kind of like the light introduction to this.
So Twitter killed these accounts because they called it hate speech?
Yeah, so
that's really intense. Like, I don't know. Like, I kind of think, is like, good for you guys for coming up with like a funny insult meme.
Yeah, it's also like not, it's not hate speech. It's like,
it's not objectively hate speech. So the Donald and sort of the internet right trolls started using it as a way to rip apart the left as people who just follow sort of the media playbook.
Right.
And so then you have all these memes coming out of like everyone from Anderson Cooper to anybody like at MSNBC or whatever, or ABC, or all like they're more liberal news media, with Wojak sort of pasted over their faces. Right. And so it's become this sort of banner for the right to talk shit to the left.
Right.
And the people on the left hate it. And so the pushback is when Twitter starts ripping down their accounts, right?
Right.
Because they're like left-leaning. So that's when it gets kind of interesting to me for the internet. It's like the pushback is we're just going to silence you.
Totally.
So it's like when that happens, you go, well, maybe it's one of those things where it's like maybe they have a point or they're hitting a nerve, right?
Oh, for sure.
And this is when people start getting upset.
Yeah, this reminds me of the Snowflake thing a lot. Like when everybody started, when you always see it from like older conservatives for some reason, they like call millennials snowflakes.
I love that.
And then I think millennials are all kind of like, okay, you're annoying. That's a stupid insult.
Yeah. And they're the ones that are like getting upset about Starbucks cups.
Right. And
so it doesn't really work.
It doesn't really work. And I think this is similar in my mind where the concept of an NPC, when applied, you can see it being applied in this political context to a more left-leaning person, but just as much to right-leaning person. It's the same principle.
Yeah. Right? And that's like the point that I don't think is getting discussed enough on the internet, at least. Like, you definitely see the right people attacking the left with this meme as their attack.
Right.
But it goes the other way too.
Oh, yeah.
And so they're essentially saying people on the left are all using the same arguments. They're sort of saying the same thing that everyone else is saying on the news. And it's just like a regurgitated script. But the right does the same thing. And for that matter, like most people probably do the same thing.
Well, in anything. I mean,
in anything.
In music, so, in fucking teams, it's like, yeah, whatever. It's,
yeah. So to me, I started sort of like diving into the idea of like critical thinking and original thought. And I think where like a lot of people base their opinions on just their upbringing and they don't even know why they have those feelings. And so you sort of glom onto them and as opposed to being a critical thinker. I mean, I don't know. To me, there's some interesting implications with what this meme means for your opinions.
Right.
But I don't think it's necessarily a pro-left. I mean, it's become a pro-right tool, but I think it's applicable to anybody who just goes along.
Right.
With
I mean, it's the same thing with like Pepe, right? Like when Pepe preceding the right's takeover of it was just an arbitrary. It was a meme used for a whole variety of situations.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
It was just a character essentially. And yeah. I think that this would actually be a really interesting. I would love to see the internet would hate this. I also would hate this because I know somebody would fuck it up, but it'd be really interesting to see a world where all of the internet characters coexist together in like a fictionalized world, almost like a, I don't want to say Rick and Morty because that would be bad.
We've talked about this before. It's a really cool idea.
It would be really interesting. I mean, somebody would fuck it up and all the jokes would be wrong and it'd be really lame. But
it's an Adult Swim show only.
Yeah. But it would be really interesting to see how the characters of Pepe, as it pertains to the Wojak NPC character, as it pertains to the derp face guy, you know, like, because
Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage. I mean,
all like, existing in one world. That'd be the best show ever.
Their own, this very specific message, right? Like they all are designed to serve a very specific communication purpose online.
Yeah, they're an idea.
What I love so much about memes and the internet in the first place, it's like we have transcended language as a means of communicating online.
I watched an interesting documentary on memes that was essentially like a meme is the same thing as a brand, right?
Totally.
Like Coca-Cola stands for something, and that's what advertising is it gets you to understand what they stand for, whatever their ideals are. And a meme is the same thing. It's like you're packing in all this information into one tight little image, super easy to understand.
A lot more.
Yeah, and so this meme I think took off because you kind of right away you go, oh yeah, like that makes sense. I get it. And everyone's like, now people are using it as they're weaponizing it.
Yeah, love it. It's like old fashioned shorthand, only like funny to look at.
And so, you know, it really gets under sort of like the left, like the CNN skin of it all. Right. Like they're like, screw this. And you can just see it definitely was working, right?
Totally.
It's like a good,
it gets under
clever.
Their people's skin.
Yeah. And I also think that this kind of goes back to something I've been interested in a while, and I've never really, you don't really hear people articulate it, but in the same way that our parents' generation, here I go ragging on the boomers again, right? But they don't really understand the nuances of how digital technology works. Mm. And not even the nuance. They don't understand the basics usually, right? Where it's like you get Facebook and then you just like, you know, you always see those hilarious like old people Facebook things.
Yeah.
I think that's dramatic, but I think that it does kind of show the resonating effects of when you don't inherently understand the way you're supposed to communicate on a new medium, you end up seeing some really strange byproducts. And I think memes are a really interesting byproduct of that, where it's almost like it almost is a foreign language.
Yeah.
That you don't really understand unless you take the time to get into the culture.
Do you think the Egyptians created hieroglyphics? They're like the early memes, and we're all looking at them going like, that's stupid, but they actually mean like way more cool shit.
Yeah, I bet they're actually funny. And then
they're probably just a bunch of jokes, right?
Not necessarily symbols, though. I mean, because that's like comparing a kanji to memes, right? It's more about memes.
Complex ideas boiled into one image, right?
Well, but if you also need to know the context.
Yeah.
So the NPC thing is really interesting because to really get the true context of what an NPC is, you have to have some understanding of gaming. But if the only thing you know is it's a political reference,
yeah, right,
then it takes a completely different meaning to actually what it is.
Yeah.
Because then you're either pro or against it.
Right. And but if you know that
it makes it much more like multi-layered, funny.
Totally.
Thing. It's
like,
clever.
There are two posts here that like part of the joke is structuring it like code, like if you were coding an NPC in a video game, and it's really funny. There's one that's like it says please vote for, and then the little like arrow symbols, only candidate, and it just shows like how the goes one way and says like the left can't meme QAnon, Democrats are the real racists, we love Paul Joseph Watson, and then the Hillary side is like hashtag the resistance, children got shot, racist, Alec Jones is literally the worst person.
Yes.
I knew George Bush already. And it's like, it's really funny to just think of people like as, you know, like pre-programmed and like just
There's so much truth to it, because I don't want to talk about politics in this, but I think it like exactly what you just said exemplifies that both sides have their sort of position.
Yeah.
And if you're either on one or the other, like you can't have like a nuance in the middle. And like, I think everybody's like, well, I like a little of this, maybe some of that, but you can't be like that. You either have to be one or the other. And so I think this meme like really points out that people are sort of just choosing a script, whether or not they believe in it or not, and they're going with it. And to me, that's like so frustrating.
Yeah.
It is, because, and without sharing any opinions on immigration, it's like if someone who's left-leaning is like, no, we should have strong borders, then it's like, oh, fuck you. You're not, you're actually not real, because that's one of our party lines that you need to believe.
Yeah.
I think this meme is really cool because it points out how flawed this two-party system is, and how you like brand yourself like right or left. It's like, oh, okay, then I know this many things about you. And it's like, no, not really. People can have a, you know, diverse stances on different things, but it's
sovereignty. And this is also what I love about this. I don't know if it's necessarily a love thing. I just find it very interesting to the nature of how this thing came to be. But I was doing a little bit more digging on NPC on Reddit, and there is a subreddit called Life as an NPC.
Oh, nice.
Okay, and there's also IRL too.
Yeah, IRL. And Life as an NPC is really interesting because it's fictionalized stories essentially about as if you are an NPC in a game and the protagonist comes and interacts with you.
Yeah. I read some of those.
Which is pretty cool.
Did you read the security guard one or something?
Okay, I read it. But a lot of them are like, guards. Yeah, they're like, craziest thing happened today. This guy came in, and then they tell the plot of a video game.
You have a moment in a game.
From the perspective of an NPC.
Came in, shot a bunch of people, got killed.
Yeah.
I came to work the next day, everything was fine.
Totally, yeah. It's funny because that's also, it's a little bit in the context of the political conversation. I almost don't think that this is, it gets diluted to politics, but I think it's more about the way we as a society are. It reminds me of Pleasantville, right? Where it's like, you think about Pleasantville.
Yeah.
Like they're all NPCs. That almost is the perfect exemplification because all those people are living this life that's based in a routine and based in structure and based in predictability. And then this character comes in that screws everything up.
Yeah.
Right, adds color, you know, it interjects a bunch of new kind of rationale.
Yeah.
And I feel like that is, it's a little bit of like a teenage punk rock idea. It'd be like, everybody's the same, dude. You guys are all just in a fucking rhythm and a cycle. But like,
I was thinking of like
the purpose of the MPC idea.
Yeah. Right? Yes. And I was thinking of you a little bit and like sort of the anarchist like mentality and sort of like the way a punk rock person would dress. And I think sort of some of the reasons behind it might be because I want to show to the world that I'm not your way, bro. I'm my own way. And it's not,
that fucking, I'm not an NPC.
I'm not an NPC, right? Like, I'm not just like following along. And I think that's sort of a youthful outlook. And a lot of young people are like that. And it's nice, you know?
Very youthful.
No, you are super youthful.
It's kind of egotistical too. Like, if you think about our lives, we are all kind of NPCs a little bit. Like, like ants.
Yeah.
You know, this one post says they're becoming self-aware. And this guy goes, I've come to the realization that I'm pretty much an NPC in everyone else's life. I work at a cash register and say basic few things every day to the same people. That's coming so to terms with that was rough, but in the end, it's not like life means anything anyways. LMAO.
All NPCs in each other's lives.
There's this great sub that's NPC _IRL, and it's NPC, it's real video of NPC people in real life, like just like doing the NPC job.
Yeah.
And like, there's one of the top ones, like a dog, like running, trying to run on ice, and he's just running in the same place.
Right.
And it's like one of those glitches in a game where you're like, oh yeah, that dog's like running, but not moving.
Yeah.
And so there's all these great ones that sort of like exemplify it in a funny way. That's like not at all political. Right.
I mean, just think of the context of like a line of a queue, you know, like you literally are getting in a mass agreement to be organized, right, to get this specific thing that a person is constantly churning out the same.
All like day.
Factory
line.
We are, most of our lives are NPCs. And I think this also speaks to the way that our own egos work, right? Is like we are not an NPC in our own life.
Yeah.
Everybody that we interact with on a daily basis is an NPC because we don't play with them. That's right. The point, right?
Oh, yeah.
When I went to Starbucks today, I will probably never see that person again. And if I do, it'll be the same relationship.
Yeah.
Like that is a non-playable.
You'll never go past like the merchant customer interaction in a video game where it's like, welcome to my fruit stand, what would you like? It's $10, thank you, bye. Like,
unless you fall in love with the fruit stand owner, which has never happened in a video game ever.
See, that's cool.
That this could breed a new kind of video game where the NPCs start to do things.
Well,
that could be kind of surprising.
When I was obsessed with Skyrim and I was always trying to find like a different NPC to marry.
Skyrim is the genesis of a lot of this.
Yeah. Like the whole like Oblivion, all those games. But yeah, I remember being so frustrated because there were a couple like hot NPCs that I was able to, you know, lock down, but there were a few that are like unromanceable. And I was just like, why did you make them unromanceable?
What does it say about our, how do I articulate this? There's something about, I don't know if it's selfishness or if it's, there's like an undertone of the way people talk about patriarchy, et cetera, with the way we're talking about NPCs right now, where you assume that you are able to manipulate another person's intention just by playing in their circumstance instead of when you think of things selfishly, and you always hear this about guys with women, right? It's like the Aziz thing as an arbitrary example. It's like he assumed that woman is a non-playable character almost.
That's an interesting way to think of it. Like as a celebrity man, women are non-playable characters to service your sexual needs.
Right.
Oh, whoa.
And I think that
that's why this meme is like so applicable on so many levels.
The way Dogby was just talking about that with Skyrim, it's the exact same principle. It's that saying like,
she's just looking to get some online.
I'm looking to you to serve a specific purpose for me.
Which is how most people the world revolves around you, right? Right. Everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. And totally. Much like Skyrim, it's all very unsatisfactory when you get down totally. To it.
Yeah.
Skyrim, unless you're uploading it or like downloading a ton of mods, like you're not getting any action from these NPCs. They're making you a homemade pie once
I've
a
tried.
Day that you can eat.
I know why you play video games.
Like, that's all they do. They stay
whole sexual fantasies.
They stay at home. They sit around. They run a shop so you can like visit them every few days and they'll give you money. And right. then they bake you a pie every day. And that's all they do.
That's nice.
Unless you know, download like a mod, give them a giant dong or something.
Yeah. I mean, I really hope that we get to a point soon with video games, and this is going to happen. I'm sure that some video game designers are thinking very much about this, the idea of what if you made a video game without NPCs? So every player was playable and
that's like Second Life.
Kind of.
World of Warcraft.
What's the new hot one?
Red Dead?
No, the multiplayer one.
Fortnite.
Sorry. Everybody in that is a player, right?
Well, this is where things get kind of complicated theoretically, is like where even this is normal life, right? Where like even though every player has sovereignty to you, they are a non-playable character.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because that's how we view society. Like you are
repercussions
because I can't control your life. Like in me attempting to control
you can manipulate. Well, but in real life you can manipulate and control,
but that's
that's a tactic and a skill, and that's what politicians are trying to do, right?
That manipulation is not the same thing as sovereignty. I think me providing you with complete sovereignty is assuming that you're not an NPC. Me assuming that I can manipulate you to my will is presuming that you are an NPC in my life.
Right.
And that's where sexual violence and manipulation comes in, is where all of a sudden you go, like, you might be an independent person, but I can push my will upon you, and that turns you into an NPC in my life.
Let's get a serial killer spin on this from our resident serial killer
expert.
Professional expert.
For our resident serial killer,
Thank you for bringing this up.
Do you think, like, the good ones, the bad ones, like see the world that way? Like... It's just a way that we can all understand their minds a little bit better.
I seriously do, because like I feel like all like people who are sociopaths or psychopaths, I feel like they don't give a shit about other human beings, like insofar as like what they can do for them, like what they can get out of them, which isn't just serial killers. It's also your boss. Person listening to this, the CEO of Apple.
Yeah, there's a non-murderous version, right?
There are a lot of sociopaths out there, but yeah, I think so. It's like it's not
zero empathy, right?
Let me tell you a Skyrim story. It's actually not a Skyrim story; it's an Oblivion story. So back in Oblivion, so much fun. You could basically join like you could do gladiator shit and. Basically go up the ranks and kill, you know, bears and mountain lions and then people and then other bigger people. And if you got to the top and you were like the top gladiator, you got this NPC character that followed you around called your adoring fan.
That's
and
weird.
So it was just a kid that would follow you everywhere. And you'd talk to him and he'd be like, you're my hero and blah, blah, blah. So my brother, sorry to call you out. He lured his adoring fan into the woods.
Whoa.
And just his character took off. My brother's not a psycho. It was funny in the time. He took off all of his clothes and chased his adoring fan around the woods trying to kill him. He eventually, which it's not an NPC you're supposed to be able to kill. He's really good at dodging you, but my brother finally cornered him and killed him, took all his clothes and left his nude adoring fan's body in the woods, and then continued playing.
What the fuck?
What game is this? Oblivion. It's like the one before Skyrim.
Jesus Christ.
Pretty cool that you can do that.
I know. So
I mean,
that's super fucked up
into that.
As a kid, but it was so funny watching it happen. But I feel like that's kind of like, that's what real life's like. Like, we as NPCs in a serial killer's life are programmed to try to avoid getting killed, but Well, we're out in the forest.
And we all, it's like this really interesting reminder that we are programmed with animal instincts, like not to get like too nature based, but like we, like I have a baby and he just does stuff that he just is programmed to do. Like eat and poop and he farts on my head all the time. I'm pretty sure that's in the script.
That's in the script. That's programmed. Yeah.
Program for sure.
But it's interesting. Yeah. Like however much you think you're in control, there's probably a lot of you that's just not in control. Right?
No, I mean, we're not control. I mean, we are speaking in a language right now that we have been programmed to understand. I mean, that's part of the reason why I think memology is so interesting is because we are actively reprogramming the way we interpret images and in symbols, right?
Yes.
Like especially in the context of the internet, where something like the NPC meme was once something else, but has been reprogrammed to mean something completely new.
He was just like he was Wojak. He was he was like your first internet blank dumb face, but it didn't mean anything.
No, well,
clearly was applied to NPC.
Yeah, I mean, there was some. I was reading a little bit about it. There's some interesting background to it, but not. It like Pepe, it's taken on so much more cultural value.
Yeah,
that we have to actively learn how to program ourselves to re-understand how that applies. Right? Yeah, it's also like the word retarded, right? Like when you hear the word retarded now, it's awful, a really derogatory, dark thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but it wasn't usually like that. And when it wasn't like that, it was a colloquialism that was applied in a lot of situations by a lot of types.
Like the
of people,
definition right? means like to sl- it's like slow or something. Right. So it's like in the old days, they just that's just what it was.
Yeah,
it's become
a retardant.
Right,
we know what that does.
It puts a
slows down them fires. You know,
you're like, I know what that is?
Yeah. I'm gonna shut up.
I don't know. It is really fascinating, and I think that when you think. I don't know if there's any bigger value that is to be gleaned from the way NPCs have kind of permeated the internet. I think it's more just a reflection of an idea that I think is becoming more and more important that we're aware of.
Yeah.
Totally. And I think you can see it on the news play out in sort of real life if you just start paying attention. It's like on a Bill Maher type show or something, when there's like a conversation going on, if somebody brings up a conflicting argument,
right,
and if you're on the other side of it, like Bill Maher might be, he might just like he's not going to take the time to listen or think critically about whatever the point is. And this goes both ways, right?
Of course, yeah.
They just kind of like say their version of the argument. And so they're both playing their programming, and you never get anywhere. This is the frustrating thing about news. But like you keep watching because you think you're going to get some new information, but like it's just arguing and nobody's listening or thinking critically, even if you make fantastic points that are true.
I mean, it's really easy to distill it down to American politics because of the binary nature of it all.
And it's become worse, it seems like.
But it also, we see this across so many different kinds of behaviors. I mean, when we talk about human instinct, I mean, it gets down all the way to like, as like an Indian person, for instance, like your dietary behaviors are going to be a programmed idea that is kind of partially predicated on where you're from, obviously, and kind of the way you've adapted to a certain eating habit. But
I was thinking about that in terms of sports, like who you root for in sports, right?
Totally.
Like I'm from San Francisco,
totally.
And everybody I grew up with loves the Giants, the baseball team.
Yeah.
And everyone in LA loves the Dodgers.
Right.
And there's a rivalry. And it's just because you were born there.
Right.
Totally.
And if you're like a real baseball person and you're like, you know what? I've crunched the numbers and the guys on the Giants are dicks. Right. There's two rapists. One guy gets in drunk driving accidents. I'm just making this up, by the way. But the guys in the Dodgers, they go to the children's hospital and they're good hitters. You're like, I like that team. Like if you said that in San Francisco, people would be like, fuck you, bro. Let's fight. And you're like, okay, what's going on here? Everybody is basically just following a team because it's their city, and there's like a camaraderie in that.
Yeah.
And if you were to want to choose another team because of real statistics, you would be ostracized for it.
Yeah.
And that happens in every city all the time.
The other side of the coin, I feel like you could, just based on like the fact that life isn't so binary when like at all, you can justify anything, you know, like I don't know, you could make the Dodgers sound like Mother Teresa team, but you could also make...
That's called spin.
Yeah, exactly. It's
called spin, girl.
You could make their counterpart team, their rivals, the Cowboys. Even they could make... You can make them sound great, too.
People do it with sports all the time. Like, if your team is on an NFL, like, Super Bowl hunt, and the running back gets arrested for raping a girl, you're like... It wasn't like rape. Like, she was trying to fuck him, and that, you know, like, you'll justify it just so your team can like win the Super Bowl. You're like, but if it was the rivals team, you'd be like, that team should be shut down.
I know. Honestly, that happens in politics all the time,
right?
Bill Clinton was accused of rape. He fucked around so much.
Every president, I'm pretty sure, has raped everybody. I got raped by a president.
Raped their way into the White House. And I stand by that statement. Prove me wrong. Sorry, I'm getting political. But
man, or whatever.
PMW. Prove me wrong.
I will say my favorite part of this, I think, is probably the fact that we're basically just talking about the concept of sheeple.
Yeah.
But this is
the same principle. However, what's so cool about this is it's taking a very, very modern concept and something that is only a byproduct of the gaming generation to apply the same principle concept. Because sheeple is just like sheep, we get it. They're sheep for fucking hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, right? Like, it's an easy analogy to make. The concept of an NPC is something that has only been gleaned in the last few years. And it's applying this meaning that I think has been around for a long time. So it's a modern concept, right? Which I think is really cool.
And it's one of those memes, I think, if you read the quick definition of it, you're like, oh, yeah, that makes total sense. Like, it really clicks.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a strong one. I started like just looking into like critical thinking Reddits. There's a great Reddit sub, critical thinking, and it like talks about I think it's like if you want a deeper dive into sort of like how you make decisions and why, there's some really great subs on there, and there's this one we'll post on our sub on the Oatmeal, which is like an awesome animation site. But it talks about how we make decisions emotionally and why, in like the funniest cartoon way.
Yeah.
But I'll send you guys. I'll post it up.
The Oatmeal is so good at that.
It's so good. He
does a really good job distilling complicated thoughts into a cartoon.
He really does.
Is
it a dude?
It's one specific illustrator. I don't remember his name,
funny.
He's like an OG internet 1.0 type guy.
Wow. Yeah.
So NPC, really fascinating meme. There's obviously like, you know, after like the New York Times picked it up and made it into like this sort of political thing, and now it's on The Week and The Verge, and everyone's like writing their spin on it and how it's like the new rights, like marching thing. But it's, I don't think it's just political. I think it's just applicable to a lot of things. The right's taken it like they've taken Pepe and made it another thing. But
I mean, and again, it's just like when you think of the subtext of gaming culture, and all of the baggage that gaming culture and the right kind of have with each other, and Gamergate and all that fucking bullshit. It's like, it's really interesting that something that is native only to the gaming space is being taken into a political context.
Like, yeah.
Right.
It's just a fascinating byproduct of our times, right?
And it's clever. It started on 4chan, who are just like, you know, the ninjas of trolling.
Right. They really are. I mean, they're the really masters of they, I mean, yeah. I...
It's smart.
In a lot of ways, I really respect the fucking trolls on 4chan.
If you came up with this, you'd be like, I'm retiring. Oh, totally. This is the best I'll ever do.
Well, and also, I mean, this is the equivalent in my mind of like in a couple years, there's some fucking phrase that came exclusively from the VR community that suddenly becomes a mass idea that applies to the way that we talk about fucking whatever, politics or something. It's just such an interesting thing that we can come up with new ways to talk about these ideas, like sheeple, for instance, or like followers, the very principle of follower, solely using words that were just invented.
Do you think we're in a time that's like the most NPC-y? I mean, it seems more and more like less critical thinking is going on, let's just say politically. Like, people are just picking teams and going like, that's my side. Yeah. Don't need to know anything. I'm on.
I feel like propaganda is so easy now with the internet. It's like...
Yeah, this almost feels like a reaction to that.
I think it's a lot scarier to think independently because the world is getting increasingly confusing. So many of our structures that we would use to tether ourselves to the ground and to reality, I think, are starting to uproot themselves.
Yeah.
So it's a lot easier to look to other, to look to movements and look to collective ideas as our, like, okay, as the embankment, you know what I mean?
It seems cool. It's
called Scientology.
Jaya?
But it is, I mean, I think the more that institutions start to self-destruct,
yeah,
or at least reveal their true selves,
right, you know, which would be happening at an alarming rate, the more we're
you
gonna
guys
be
are
seeing,
full of shit.
We're going to be seeing that kind of NPC behavior continue, because I think it is really uncomfortable when you don't feel like you have any control of your own reality.
Well, there's this great book called Sapiens. Everyone should read it.
Everybody's talking about Sapiens.
Let's just be clear, dude. I read that in 2017, dude. Okay. but I mean, there's this like really fascinating idea of like, how do you control a large group of people? And you essentially, like, the first thing was the Bible, right? It's like, there's a religion. If you follow these rules, you do what we say, we can control large thousands and thousands of people. Cool. Makes sense. So how do you do it? And, politicians have to give simple messages that a lot of people can agree with and move on with. And like Trump actually became the master of doing that. I think that's where the interesting thing about him is he could speak in these really like soundbitey things that were pretty simple, and like anybody would be like, yep, I get it. And like go. And so he almost speaks in memes.
Oh, yeah.
And there's some interesting strategy there, which I don't know if he does on purpose or not, but it works.
Yeah. I doubt he does.
Or worse. But I
bet there are some people around him that are having similar conversations to what we're having right now.
Yeah. And I think if you were an opposition politician, you're going to be like, okay, I'm going to do that on my side. You know, I'm going to say, use the same tools. And so I think next election cycle, you'll see more of that. Like things will get more memeified.
For sure.
Yeah.
Which is crazy, right? Like the internet memes has changed the world.
Yeah. And I think the people that don't actively understand that, which I think is always going to be, and this is the last thing we'll say about this, we got to wrap it up and we all have to get to our respective jobs, but
gotta get to the donut shop.
I think that's how something like Hillary Clinton falls apart, is because I have never gotten even a hint that she understands at all the way in which memeified messages are passed around. And I think that is 100% to your detriment.
Yep.
And I think that is one of those things where I don't know how you explain that to somebody. I don't know how you describe the nuance. It's so bizarre and complicated, but it's you almost have to have an intrinsic understanding of it to fit into the modern kind of political landscape.
I mean,
you know?
It's just like how all of our parents are so confused about everything on their iPad, you know? Yep. I feel like if you can't just, I don't know. It does come intrinsically to like the younger generations. It becomes like an intuitive thing. You grow up with it. It's like an extension of you, where like boomer age, Hillary Clinton, you know, people are still trying to use like classical, you know, campaigning strategies. And it's like, that's not relevant anymore.
It's learning a language as an adult. It's a lot harder than learning a language when you're fucking 10 or whatever. Anyway, all right, we gotta end this one out. This one we could talk about forever. I mean, this really does get into some internet doctorate degree situation. So,
which we all are.
Which we are.
Yeah, I got mine from
Dr. Boobs. PhD. But NPC is a fascinating topic. It's been on the internet for a while, but it's definitely hit a new high recently with a lot of the controversy around the political usage of NPCs. And so if you're into that kind of thing, dig deep.
Enjoy.
And we'll,
NPC, but
don't be a fucking sheeple, dude. You are. So fucking.
You are. But don't be
you
one.
You are, but don't be
don't
one.
Take your fire and do the fucking woods and kill him and steal his clothes. Yeah. all right, let's pull out a couple randoms. And also, this is top of Reddit at this very moment for Black people Twitter. It's very funny. It's just a tweet.
Oh,
nice. Obviously,
the
staff at the gym said I got to stop screaming active shooter in the building after I make my threes.
Shit. That's a really good one. I would hate to have come up with such a great joke and have someone shut it down.
I know. All right, what else we got? Randoms closes the boy out.
Yeah, let's see. I'm not getting SpaceX. Any good ones.
Don't get me any more Elon spam, dude.
Elon is. I'm back on Elon, dude. I'm back on the Elon.
I'm back on, but now I'm back off.
Yeah, oh, really?
Yeah. I met a guy. A friend of mine worked with him.
Oh.
And then I got some other insight, and I can't say anything more about. Well, I can tell you he thought he was a douche.
Of course.
And so did. I was like, interesting. Okay. I mean, I'm back off. Here's
the most Reddit fucking thing ever. Jelly bean toes. And it's just pictures of cat's feet, pretty much.
Oh my God. That is awesome.
That's when you thought you couldn't have another specific cat referenced sub. They did it.
They figured it out.
Something cool.
Artisan videos. This is great. This is like people making artisan style videos in their homes that are like kind of crappy. I'm going to spend some time on this today.
Jesus Christ. This is.
Which reminds me of bespoke porn, which we talked about a while ago. It popped up in my head the other day and I was like, oh yeah, we got to make one of those.
We do.
We should crowdsource $1,500 and write a little script.
Hell yeah.
Have people act out a porn for us?
Yeah, we got to write it though.
It's really funny, actually.
It's the funniest.
Like something like kings and queens used to do.
That should be your Christmas present from your wife. Like, what do you want this year? I want a bespoke porn. Here's a script.
I want you to help me co-produce this porn. We're not acting in it.
That would be
writing, directing, producing.
That's a great idea for a business.
Yeah.
It does?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. There's a cottage industry around bespoke porn.
What?
Yeah.
We've talked about this on the pod, I feel like a little while ago.
You and I have talked about it.
Well, I think we've made a couple.
Oh, yeah.
Like kids can design their own stuffed animals now.
That's true.
Well, maybe we should all talk off mic about our second business.
Yeah, because I already want to open one of those weird Japanese groping shops in the United States.
Oh, chill. Well, like the fake Subway groping shop.
Aaron's rape store.
Yeah, it's fucked. But maybe it'll help.
So let's think. This is just, I don't understand how this has not been shut down against their policy about hate speech. But it is also kind of funny because it's like the quintessential teenage Reddit thing. This is, I don't even want to say it. And I hope that it's like more than what I think it probably is. But the Reddit is Tard Tales.
Whoa.
And it is read this to prove that you don't have the potato gene.
Oh, damn.
The rules of the Tard HQ. Welcome to the potato farm. We find retards absolutely delightful and hilarious here.
Oh, wow.
And it's, whoa.
Here are useless tards. So there are only a few.
This subreddit is like a small town in Kentucky that history has passed by.
What's it called? Tard Tales?
I'm like, I really want to do a deep dive because I'm just like, How did this fall through the fucking Reddit purge? I don't understand.
Well, subscribe 21,000. Wait, 21,000 subscribers, yeah. Which is a lot, enough to get some attention. 38 tards on duty right now.
Wow.
But there's like memes with Down syndrome kids like making jokes.
Yeah,
It's definitely old school internet.
This is old school. This is like
kind of like feels.
Yeah, I mean this.
Colloquial
kind of nostalgic and weird.
Wow.
Like,
kind of nice.
I kind of see this and I go, you're bad people, but I'm glad you're still there.
Yeah.
Glad you're still around.
They're doing it.
On the sidebar, the other Reddits that you should check out is 4chan, I'm going to hell for this, Tales of Privilege, Tales from Your Server, Fitizen Stories, and Fat People Stories.
Yeah.
Wow.
So this is like part of the purge that didn't get purged.
Wow.
Yeah, this is old school.
Interesting. We might need to go deep on this because this is a fucking weird.
I think it's an interesting topic in that there are all these sites are becoming like corporate entities in a way, and they're sort of like clearing the internet of things like this.
Wow.
Like purging. So we should almost go around and gather some like unpurged sites.
Yeah, this is almost pre internet gentrification.
Yeah.
In the world. These people are living in the past. But
it's like a whites only ice cream shop or something.
Yeah.
This is for the gays at this store.
Gentrified Reddit.
Ooh.
Which is so interesting. We got
good find. Good find. Wow.
I mean, the top post right now is literally a Down syndrome meme. And I'm just like, holy shit. Like, I didn't know you guys still existed. I thought you guys would have been fucking sent to the dark web.
That is a really interesting thing we do need to go into, because that is a lost world.
It's a fascinating idea.
The picture at the top is a Down syndrome baby, and it's like, he's cute, but it's sad. And you're like, huh?
Wow, I don't feel good about this.
I'm getting increasingly excited to talk about this.
Yeah, it's a really interesting
idea. Yeah.
Sociological POV, guys.
Yeah. All right, cool. We'll close on that one. Hopefully the sound is not absolute dog shit. It might be.
I hope not, because content is good.
Rich on this one. So if not, we'll have to script this out and read
it. That was a chill ass sub, dude. That was Chaz.
We gotta go to work. All right.
Love the NPC one.
We will see you again next week. Or let's see what's next week. Go to our subreddit, Did You Reddit. Email us hi@didyoureddit.com. If you don't like our political hot takes, email us at hi@didyoureddit.com.
And Instagram. Instagram like goes directly to our brains. So if you want to like say something weird or try to get a date with dog boobs.
Definitely.
Which the guy in the pool tried to do.
Just gotta get on Instagram.
Which dancer gigolo. Dog boobs are fighting off gigolos left and right.
Dude, yeah. Honestly. Second life.
All right. See you later. Yeah. We'll be right back.